This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the acting commissioner of police expresses concern over continued presence of illegal firearms here. A UWI professor wants law enforcement to do more to stem the flow of illegal guns into the island. The Barbados Workers' Union raises concern over rising violence against workers and calls for urgent action. Government to spend over $5 million in a major gully restoration project, and three wildfires continue to burn across Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The acting commissioner of police, Erwin Boyce, has expressed grave concern over the continued presence of illegal firearms on the streets of Barbados, particularly in the hands of young people. Speaking during a news conference, Mr. Boyce revealed that while the police are making significant progress in addressing the issue, the reckless use of firearms remains a serious threat to public safety. Mr. Boyce said the service successfully removed 71 guns from the streets last year.
We don't manufacture guns here. Whatever progress we make is predicated on the information that we receive and the intelligence that we have to create the strategies, the response strategies. We still remain a very open society. The relationship with all partners, and we need to move that relationship to a level where they see what we see and making sure that firearms are not the everyday thing in Barbados. Our fear has always been that firearms are reaching the hands of very young people, and there's a level of recklessness coming with it. But we are definitely making some inroads into the firearms in Barbados. Can we do better? Yes, we can do better if you tell us. I am reflecting on a previous meeting I attended last week. We would have had about 71 for the whole year, 2024.
He said focus remains on identifying the sources of the firearms. He also highlighted the need for community support in combating gun violence.
Yeah, we have seen some high caliber rounds or cartridges at scenes, and but for most part, we have been seeing 9mm cartridges.
Guns are not something that is so minute, so small that they cannot be seen. People who access guns have family members, have brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, friends. And what I'm saying to you today is that those people who are close and part of the family setting need just to be anonymous, need just to say to us, do this and do that. This is the information that is available to target guns. Because it has to be at that level, that foundation level, that creates the kind of strategies and the responses that are absolutely necessary to create the confidence in the system.
Acting Commissioner of Police Erwin Boyce. A University of the West Indies professor is calling for law enforcement to be more proactive in addressing crime, with a particular focus on stemming the flow of illegal guns and gang-related offenses. Professor of Management and Organizational Behavior Dwayne Devenish calls the recent attacks brazen, noting while police have swiftly apprehended offenders, there needs to be a preventative approach.
The gun-related offenses are being more open, they're being more brazen. Innocent bystanders are being harmed, and this is not a sign that we have a good handle on this situation. I know that many suspect that these attacks were vigilante related. All I can say is that the police has to continue to crack down as much as they can in those hotspot areas. I'm familiar that the police has a very good clearance rate when it comes to apprehension and solving these offenses, but I think we have to do a better job in the preventative side. It's important that there's a need for them to bolster that intelligence gathering to track the flow of illegal firearms, to disrupt gang-related and gun-related offenses.
He says law enforcement must strengthen its relationship with communities.
There's been an issue with reporting crime from the community standpoint. People are disinclined to report crimes because of fear of reprisals, because of limited trust in the police. So the police really have to strengthen those ties with community members to help with that intelligence gathering, and that cracking down is absolutely critical.
Professor of Management and Organizational Behavior at the University of the West Indies, Dwayne Devenish. The Barbados Workers' Union is calling for urgent action following the shooting at Rubis Gas Station, Curtin St. Philip, which left one man dead and a worker injured. General Secretary of the Barbados Workers' Union, Tony Moore, expressed concern over Sunday's shooting, stressing it has left workers fearing for their safety. She's calling for urgent action on addressing crime.
This incident comes exactly 1 week after the tragic shooting involving KFC workers heading home in a company vehicle long after the end of a tour of duty. This cannot be who we are or what we allow our country to become. Crime is a growing challenge in Barbados, and addressing it requires more than just outrage. It requires action. We cannot turn a blind eye when we know or suspect someone is veering down the wrong path. If you see something, say something. We as Barbadians need to let our voices be heard loud and clear. This is not good enough. Every act of violence tears at the fabric of our society.
General Secretary of the Barbados Workers' Union, Tony Moore. Meantime, Director of the Center for Criminal Justice and Security at the University of the West Indies, Professor Corin Bailey, believes focus should be placed on addressing the social and structural inequalities affecting Caribbean communities. He was responding to a question about the relationship between certain types of dancehall music and crime within the region on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program.
We have a tendency to look for individual reasons as to why crime occurs or why crime is increasing. And obviously there are individual reasons, but you know, I assure everybody that the more urgent and the more factors that are more important as it relates to reducing violence lie within, structural issues, structural inequalities that exist within society. I think that's where we should focus our attention and not on these other issues that I'm not saying they don't play a role. I'm not saying they help, but I mean, dancehall has been around for a very long time. Dancehall has always had a violent element to it.
He stressed that there are greater factors at play than just the music people listen to.
If you remove dancehall from the airwaves, you're not going to suddenly see a reduction in violent crime. I think whether or not, and also, people always have to remember this type of music is not, you know, is listened to by all sectors of society. Yet the type of violence that we are concerned with do not come in mass from all sectors of society. And that alone tells us that there are other factors at play that are more likely responsible rather than what people are hearing.
Director of the Center for Criminal Justice and Security at the University of the West Indies, Professor Corin Bailey. Government will spend just over $5 million over the next financial year in a major project to restore the country's gullies as they continue to raise concerns over illegal dumping and the effects of climate change. This was revealed by Minister of Environment Adrian Ford, who also indicated monies would be allocated to deal with the issue of derelict vehicles blocking roadways and derelict buildings across the country. He was speaking during the launch of the Gullies Our Life project at Greenhill St. Michael.
I am saying that with a good Gullies project, which will, by the sweat expenditure of these young men you see behind us, 100 or so, we will be cleaning all the gullies across Barbados. In this project, we will expend over the next financial year just over $5 million to ensure that the gullies are completely rehabilitated. For the derelict program, which is the derelict vehicles and derelict buildings program, to run to the end of the financial year, it's just about $300,000 or so. And then the new financial year will take on an additional cost.
He made an appeal for Barbadians to change their behavior regarding the disposal of bulk waste.
I am saying that every single Barbadian must now take note of their behavior as it relates, and I call it maladaptive behavior patterns, as it relates to how we treat to our gullies and our ecosystem. I would like to see, as minister, gone are the days where we are throwing everything from fridges back down to stores, mattresses, even carcasses in our gullies, polluting them and destroying the normal water courses. Because the effect is that when you see this adverse floodings that we have across the country, it is happening because of what we are doing to our gullies and our ecosystem.
Minister of Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford. And finally, Three wildfires are still burning in the Los Angeles area, with the largest being the Palisades Fire, of which only 14% has been contained. LA City Mayor Karen Bass says urgent preparations are being made, with close to hurricane-forced winds being forecast, which could spark new fires across the region. 24 people have been killed by the fires, with at least 23 unaccounted for. One resident in the Pacific Palisades says more than 300 families have lost their homes to the fire, and a whole community burned down. Recapping the headlines. The acting commissioner of police expresses concern over the continued presence of illegal firearms here. The University of the West Indies professor wants law enforcement to do more to stem the flow of illegal guns on the island. The BWU raises concern over rising violence against workers and calls for urgent action. Government to spend over $5 million in a major gully restoration project. And three wildfires continue to burn across Los Angeles. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.